I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's prime minister says that it will make its own decision and the state of Israel will do everything necessary to defend itself. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Western countries pleading for restraint have dispatched their top diplomats to Jerusalem. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said Berlin stood in full solidarity with Israel, but warned the region must not, quote, step by step slide into a situation with a totally unpredictable outcome. Following the attack, Iran's foreign minister warned Israel against reprisals, saying, quote, it will definitely face a decisive and harsh response. Washington says it is planning to impose new sanctions targeting Iran's missile and drone programs in coming days and expects its allies will follow suit. EU leaders are due to discuss sanctions at a summit in Brussels, and sanctions are also on the agenda at G7 talks in Italy.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports an envoy says the U.S. is determined to monitor North Korean nukes through the U.N. or otherwise.
In Seoul, top envoy Linda Thomas-Greenfield has told a press briefing the U.S. will work inside and outside the U.N. to keep North Korea from illegal activities.
The point here is that we cannot allow the work that the panel of experts were doing to lapse. We have to continue to keep eyes on and reporting on the illegal activities of the DPRK and efforts to break the sanctions that have been put in place.
The ambassador added she does not expect Russia and China to change their stance and cooperate with other members of the UN Security Council to hold Pyongyang accountable for their efforts to break sanctions. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Local officials say three Russian missiles slammed into the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, hitting an apartment building and killing at least 17 people. This is VOA News. Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo told the United Nations Security Council Wednesday conflict and climate change are among the greatest threats to youth in the Mediterranean region. DiCarlo told the council that across the globe, roughly 25% of young people are affected by violence or armed conflict. But in Gaza,
70% of the population in Gaza is under 30. Almost all have been exposed to unprecedented levels of trauma, violence, disease, and food insecurity.
DiCarlo also pointed out the effects of climate change on youth in the region, saying it's particularly vulnerable, with temperatures rising at a rate of 20% faster than the global average. Lawyers for Donald Trump say that Stormy Daniels refused to accept a subpoena they tried to serve her. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Donald Trump's legal team says it tried serving a subpoena on Stormy Daniels as she arrived for a screening of her documentary at a gay bar in Brooklyn last month. But the porn actor and a key player in Trump's hush money trial refused to take it and walked away. Newly filed court documents show a process server working for Trump's lawyers approached Daniels with the papers, demanding information related to a documentary recently released about her life and involvement with Trump, but was forced to leave the papers at her feet after Daniels ignored them. The encounter outside the $3 Bill nightclub has touched off a month-long battle between Trump's lawyers and Daniels' attorney. Daniels' lawyer says they never received the paperwork. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Washington correspondent Sankar Mergani reports the U.S. Senate has ended Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas' impeachment trial in a blow to House Republicans.
For the first time in nearly 150 years, the House impeached a cabinet secretary. But then
the Senate, sitting as a court of impeachment, stands adjourned sine die.
The Democrat majority voted to dismiss both impeachment articles and end the proceedings before any arguments, after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer argued the GOP charges failed to meet the impeachment standards of high crimes and misdemeanors.
An illegitimate and profane abuse of the U.S. Constitution.
Top Republican Mitch McConnell argued the Senate was effectively ignoring the House.
It's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Indonesian authorities have issued a tsunami alert after eruptions at a mountain sent ash thousands of feet high. Officials have ordered more than 11,000 people to leave the area altogether. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.